The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe, on the radio, Friday, January 7th. It's snowy out there. Please be careful. You got about another hour or so, but just you may want to dog it a little bit coming into New York if you're in the New York area. Yeah, out in West Jersey where we are, not so bad, but, you know, just be careful coming into the city. They are on it. The sanitation department is doing a great job, and they're on it. We should be back certainly by noon, if not earlier. Congressman Lee Zeldin is the man. He represents New York's first congressional district. Kind enough to join us this early in the morning. Happy New Year, Congressman Zeldin. Great to have you with us, Lee.
Always great to be with you. Happy New Year to you, your team, and your listeners.
You all ready? You ready to run for that office, man? We need you up there, Lee. Come on, Albany's waiting for you, brother. Are you all locked and loaded, huh?
all in. I am not in this to come in second. I mean, there's everything is at stake. This year is a big year.
Yes, sir.
For everybody out there who cares about whether it's your state, your community, your country, we have to do everything in our power with every opportunity to talk to everybody we know. Because this is the ultimate battle for the heart and soul of our country. And for here in New York State, I mean, if you care about public safety, you care about your kids' education, your wallet, well, we got to do something about it.
I know. You got a great personality for it, Lee, and you know, you got a great service record. We thank you for your service in the military. But it's interesting because if I can talk to you frankly, as you know, I know we know each other, so just to, you know, be as honest as I can, because you know who I'm a fan of, gentleman George Pataki, had that great touch. But when you get somebody like Andrew Cuomo in with that, and again, I know Matilda may listen, so I got to be careful. I don't want to be too derogatory, but Andrew was too like obsessed with power, with that ego. You have none of that. You have a very objective, caring overview of your representation of your constituents, Lee Zeldin, and we love that about you. I wonder, though, you know, I know how mean the Democrats can be, and I gotta be on the watch for that. But I guess you're a warrior, and you know going into this ain't going to be pretty, right?
Hey, I have now won 7 consecutive races in purple New York City suburban districts. I took out an incumbent for the state Senate in 2010, an incumbent for the House in 2014. When we had that race in 2010, it flipped control of the state Senate, so that had a lot of eyes on it. Pelosi spent 7-plus figures against me every time I've run for re-election. They've thrown everything that they could against me, and we've come out ahead every single time. I have thick skin. I'm all good. I'm ready for anything that they have to throw at us. And I'll tell you what, the ultimate card here is for us to just focus on the issues that matter most to New Yorkers. If they're trying to like change the topic and distract, deflect, throw out shiny objects that are on other issues that people aren't thinking about, care about, talking about, and we're the ones talking about the breaking point of that New Yorker who can't afford to survive here, so they're leaving for, you know, Florida or Texas. If we're the ones talking about being able to walk outside of your apartment and around the block and not be worried about being attacked physically, we're the ones talking about ending all the mandates and the fines, threats, and firings that have been the brand of, unfortunately, too many in government who are in these positions taking the punitive approach through the pandemic. We just need to focus on the issues that matter most to New Yorkers, and we're good to go.
Yeah, that sounds great. And for example, the testing failures. of every Democratic city. What is going on? Not to mention on the national level. Where's the? I can't get the test, Lee. I can't get the test. I don't know. I had a little sniffles last week. I'm thinking maybe I got the Omicron. Maybe it's the Omicron. It's the virus. Yeah, I try to get tests. I can't get tests in Jersey. We can't get tests in New York. What are they doing that's wrong? How can we turn this around?
Well, first off, you know, this is one of the many points of where we come not just with complaints on attacks on freedoms, we also come with ideas. And on the testing front, listen, New York State has billions of dollars, they say, in a surplus for next year. Well, let's spend some of that money on getting more tests. You are entering into a contract with a company that is supposed to be providing tests, but they're not providing enough. Go enter into some more contracts with others to make sure you have the tests you need. Stand up more state test sites with something that I called on a few weeks ago here in New York, and then fortunately in the last couple weeks the state's starting to create more. Have uniform testing sites. Allow people who you fired in the workforce because they hadn't gotten their first shot in time, many of them for good reason, and allow them through enhanced PPE and their own testing to help with this testing backlog. I mean, there's just so many ideas that we've had that we produce to help get through this. But unfortunately, it's like people in government have run out of ideas, like, you know, Kathy Hochul. And it's frustrating for the average American who wants normalcy in their lives. They don't want two-year-olds in masks. They want to see FDNY and NYPD getting their paycheck and not being punished. They want six-year-olds to be able to go eat at a restaurant in New York City without worrying about, you know, being harassed by, you know, a whole bunch of law enforcement being called in.
Yes.
to make them show their papers. And there's just such a better way to do all of this, and it involves people working together, different levels of government. You're not a Republican first or a Democrat first. You're a New Yorker first. You're an American first. But what worked the first few weeks getting through the pandemic and quickly became politicized as November 3rd, 2020 got closer, that was the right way to do it originally out of the gate. But too many people, they're getting political and ideas, and they don't want to work together, and they don't want to get through this, they don't want to end it. They want the government control, and they want to use it as excuses to pass their agenda.
Amen. And I know you're concentrating on upstate New York, beautiful upstate New York that does need help. But going to New York City with this new Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, because you know what? With all the millions of people, just a small sliver vote in the mayoral race in New York. And then and as well with the district attorney race. This guy, Alvin Bragg, he's going right back. Don't they look, the Democrats? And again, I've been on the Democrats this morning, Lee. And I don't mean to be that, because there's several old blue dogs like I used to be for most of my life. I was a blue dog Democrat, you know? But don't they look around and see what's happening in San Francisco, in Los Angeles, in Chicago? And don't they look at what's happening in New York City? How does this guy step up and say what he said, letting criminals out? And shouldn't Eric Adams, the new mayor, who we wish all the best, by the way, but shouldn't he have stepped up earlier right there and said, wait, I don't agree with this guy, Alvin Bragg?
Well, Mayor Adams has an important role to play here. It's in his city, and it has a direct impact, not just on crime, but also on morale of law enforcement. Can you imagine being NYPD, putting your life on the line to stop an armed robbery, knowing that at the end of your hard work, at great risk, you put a good case together, evidence, you ask questions, you do the paperwork, you send it up, and the prosecutor isn't going to go after the armed robbery the way that they should. Now, if you are taking an oath as the district attorney of Manhattan to enforce the laws, and then you get into office and you say that you're not going to enforce the laws, well, the governor of the state of New York has the authority to remove the district attorney. The governor of the state of New York has the authority to appoint a special prosecutor to go after the crimes that district attorney is refusing to get after. The governor of New York, if I was the governor today, I would remove Alvin Bragg altogether. Why? Because he's refusing to do his job. If he wants to be a criminal defense attorney, Well, then, you know, go resign your position and go represent the criminals. But if you want to be the district attorney, then you need to represent the people, the law-abiding citizens, the law enforcement officers. You need to be loyal and hardworking, dedicated towards making sure streets belong to law-abiding citizens and not criminals, that the handcuffs are on the criminals and they're not on the cops and the judges. There's important reforms that need to be made in Albany, but an action that can be taken today is sending a message to all district attorneys. If you don't do your job, if you don't obey your oath, if you're not going to enforce the law, you're out.
This is Lee Zeldin speaking the truth. Wow, Lee, boom on that. And mask mandates as well. We talked to Bruce Blakeman, the new Nassau County executive earlier, defying Governor Hochul's student mask mandate. And your thoughts in that regard about the state dictating to school boards?
They shouldn't. They shouldn't. I mean, we should have the political decisions following the science as opposed to the other way around. I mean, I was watching the State of the State address where the Lieutenant Governor Brian Benjamin is introducing Kathy Hochul, and in his introduction, he's wearing a mask in a nearly empty State Assembly chamber. I was just with Brian Benjamin at an event in Brooklyn not that long ago, where there was 10,000 people under a tent, and there was, and people were singing and dancing, and everybody was maskless. Actually, there was the one person I saw wearing a mask, yeah, and Brian Benjamin was there. And now, I'm not complaining that he was there. I'm not complaining that he was singing, dancing. I'm not complaining he wasn't wearing a mask. I have a problem that once the camera's on, and you're in a nearly empty state assembly chamber, I have a problem with you saying that a two-year-old every single day, without any break from early in the morning for several hours, has to be wearing a mask, and you're only going to put one on for the cameras. The hypocrisy of people in government who implement these mandates but then don't follow their own guidance, I have a problem with it. It's not leadership.
Yeah, amen. Lee, best chat we've had, my friend, and I know how busy you are. We appreciate you taking the time. We wish you all the best in 2022. Go get him, Lee Zeldin. Thanks for always taking the time to join us on the Piscopo Show, man. Really appreciate it, Congressman. Godspeed, Lee, and we'll see you soon.
Yes, sir. Wishing you the best for a great 22.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Congressman Lee Zeldin, representing New York's 1st Congressional District, making a hard run for that governor's seat in Albany. And that is, and I'll tell you, the most vital thing Lee has said, that he can, from Albany, dictate if something's so awry, the way Alvin Bragg, the new Manhattan District Attorney, started backing criminals, and he laid a litany of if you could go into, you can go into a store with a gun, you could hold somebody up, And you get, you rob the store and you leave. If no one is hurt, listen, please. It is a misdemeanor, according to District Attorney Bragg. And Eric Adams said nothing about it. And if Lee Zeldin is saying what he's saying he would do from Albany, he would just go after the district attorney in Manhattan. That's what we need. Action in that regard. Man, I'll tell you, I was a bad kid. You know, so I think that's why I give back to the at-risk community, because I see in the eyes of these children, when I first went and talked to that one kid in Newark, I told you, at the Newark Detention Center, when I first started giving back about 25 years ago, I talked to this kid in an orange jumpsuit, and he was handcuffed, and he was shackled at his feet. The poor kid, I looked at him. That's what I said, the poor kid in my mind. I'm looking at the kid, and he looks at me. Hey, Mr. Piscopo, how are you? They know me from the neighborhood, you know? And I go, hey, how you doing, man? I said, what are you in here for? And he says, and I told you this before, he says, this kid says, he was 15 years old, homicide. He goes like that, homicide. And it just took me back. I was a punk. I was a wise guy. I had my mom and my dad there. This kid, 15 years old for homicide. Man, I'm telling you, and it's like no one addresses this. So I felt for that kid, by the way. But I feel more for the person that he killed. You have to understand that my heart is out to these kids that maybe go awry, maybe walk into a store with a gun. I could feel it. I see it. And in these bad kids, I see myself. But I had my parents there. These kids, the fathers aren't there, the mothers, whatever's happening. But you can't side with them and just let them run rampant. You know what straightened me out? Smacking the side of the head by my father. Boom! In a second. Are you kidding me? You said what to your mother? Boom! That was it. Done. Okay, Dad, got it. I'm straight. And Pop showed up for me in school when I wasn't doing well. My father was always there for me, and Mom always blazed the path to lead the right way, you know, to be a good citizen in this country. So you need to take it back, and it's okay. It's okay. You can't just let the criminals run rampant, and that's what they want to do. That's the new Democratic Party, my friend. What are we going to do? We're going to vote the right way, and we're going to stay vigilant. Hey, Joe on the radio, Jack Jacobs, a true, true American hero, Medal of Honor recipient for his actions of valor in the Vietnam War. And we're going to see what, you know, the Navy fires the sailors for refusing the COVID-19 vaccine. I mean, Marines are having a situation with that. Colonel Jack is going to join us momentarily right here on AM 970. The Answer. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the snowy Friday on AM 970. The Answer. .com.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Hey, Joe, we're still seeing problems on 95 this morning in Connecticut. 95 southbound heading into exit 6 in Stamford, a jackknife tractor trailer. Northbound 95 getting up toward exit 9 in Stamford, an accident there as well. Heading over to the inbound Lincoln Tunnel, moving slowly, a disabled bus being cleared. Expect delays as you head over to the Garden State Parkway south by the Pascack Valley Tolls, a collision being cleared. Northbound Garden State Parkway 142, a crash. Over on 18 southbound, down past the John Lynch Bridge into New Brunswick, down by George Street, a collision with all lanes still closed over there. If you're heading to the Frog's Neck Bridge, that's slowing down into the Bronx with construction. Grand Central Parkway eastbound by the Cross Island, it's a disabled vehicle still being cleared. Snow ending this morning, windy later, high today going up to 35 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
That's me, Joe Piscopo. Thank you, Debbie Duhaime. Debbie doing it. She is the best, the absolute best. So just be careful out there. I can see the sun's coming in. It's actually beautiful when you look at the snow now. I don't want to move to Florida. I don't want to move to Texas. I like the snow. I know. For like a day, I'll be okay. Maybe another couple hours, and then I'll go, the snow. Hey, can I tell you about Route 22 Toyota? Because I had a great chat with my dear friend Iggy Giuffre over at Route 22 Toyota. And Alex Kinsella is the general manager. They do such a great job over there. And I keep telling you, if you want your car serviced, you want to go to Route 22 Toyota. If I buy a car that's not a Toyota, I call Route 22 Toyota. They get the part for me quicker than my regular dealer sometimes. I tell you, if I need it. You know, and then like I keep telling you about Alan, my sister Carol, and I tell you about my buddy Captain Frank, they keep going back to Route 22 Toyota. Now this, because Route 22 Toyota gets it. You know, I always tell you, you don't have to deal with dummies over there. And as they listen, I know they're listening now, all the great workers at Route 22 Toyota, they are proud to be working there. And we're proud to tell you about Route 22 Toyota because they really care about you. And now what Mr. Kinsella is doing, he's paying you more for your car than you're going to get. I'm telling you, more for your car. You bring it in, they're paying overbook value. Like you can't believe it. I'm going to give you a number to call. You check in with Route 22 Toyota, and it doesn't matter if you purchase or lease a new vehicle at a Route 22 Toyota, they are paying and offering overbook value for any make or model. Supply is low, which means your vehicle is in demand, right? So our friends at Route 22 Toyota are making it worth your while. 973-705-8905, just like that. 973-705-8905. You can speak with someone on Alex Kinsella's team. Get more than ever before for your current vehicle. You can go to Route 22 West, right there, conveniently located in Hillside, New Jersey, or online at Route22Toyota.com.
This tax filing season could be one for the record books. There are thousands of dollars worth of new tax credits on the table, and Jackson Hewitt will help make sure you get every one you deserve. Tax credits for being a parent, taking care of a parent, taking classes, and so much more. Don't leave thousands on the table. Jackson Hewitt will make sure you get credit for all you do and get your biggest refund guaranteed. Learn more and find your nearest location at jacksonhewitt.com.
Hi, folks. This is Jerry Crowley, General Manager at Salem Media Group in New York. I want to tell you about a terrific opportunity we have for two people to join us, one to sell digital advertising and the other to sell radio advertising at the radio station. Please drop me a note at jerry.crowley@salem.cc if you're interested or you know someone who might be interested in joining us. jerry.crowley@salem.cc. Thank you very much.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
I'm going to love you like nobody's loved you. Joe on the radio, Colonel Jacobs is going to join us momentarily. I want to tell you about Relief Factor because I think I can get you out of pain. I keep telling you about everybody that has actually taken Relief Factor. And, you know, Dr. Gorka is joining us next hour. So when you look at Seb Gorka and you see the commercial of Dr. Gorka in Washington, D.C., standing tall, standing strong, as Dr. Gorka is, and Relief Factor, he takes Relief Factor. Larry Elder walking around, riding, driving his boat, playing. Why, you know, Larry's got like these commercials. He's on the beach. He's running around. We had such a great time with Larry doing the new spots for Relief Factor that will be out shortly. But they all take Mike Gallagher. You know, Mike again, a great broadcaster coming up at 10:05. Great guy, great broadcaster in his heart and in his soul. Just a good guy. Takes Relief Factor. Why? Because it gets us out of pain. And we're not going to tell you that if it doesn't work. I'm telling you that right now. So you want something 100% drug-free, something where you could see if you can get out of pain for less than $20? Come on, you want to pick up your grandkid, right? You want to pick up your child. Me, I'm still having kids. Forget about it. And me, I'm with Charlie. I got to keep up with my 10-year-old. And I'll tell you what, I'm keeping up with her by the grace of God. And with a lot of help from Relief Factor. It's only $19.95 for that 3-week quick starter, right? You go to relieffactor.com. You can call 800-4-RELIEF. You feel the difference. 800-4-RELIEF. Or you go to, please, relieffactor.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Colonel Jack Jacobs is a true American hero. He's one of the most humble humans that I know. He's a retired colonel in the United States Army and a Medal of Honor recipient. And I invite you to Google Jack Jacobs and see what he went through and what he did for his fellow soldiers. Such valor this man has, and one of the most grounded individuals that I know. Proud to call him my friend. Colonel Jack, welcome back to the show, sir. Always an honor to have you with us, Jack Jacobs.
Well, good morning, Joe, and thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. Jack, what do you think about the Navy firing 20 sailors for refusing the mandatory COVID-19 vaccine? Where do you lay on all of this, Colonel Jacobs?
Well, I'm the kind of guy who grew up in the Army, and the first experience I had with the Army was getting inoculated with about 10 needles, 5 in each arm, for tetanus and typhoid and yellow fever and cholera and God knows what else. And grew up also knowing that I had to do what I was told, and did it. And it never worked out badly for me to do what I was told. if the service is interested, particularly the Navy, where you've got people crammed together in small aluminum cans floating on the ocean, if the Navy decides that it wants to have everybody inoculated, that's what it ought to do. And if you can't follow a lawful order, then you need to get out. I'm strongly in favor of following orders and doing what you're supposed to do. Unless the order is immoral or illegal, you need to do what you're told, Joe.
Yeah, well, it made you the hero that you are, Jack. I understand that, and knowing that how my dad was in the United States military, never even thought about those things when they would tell you what to do. However, the what number of military men and women can be let go before it becomes like a national security issue? Is that something to worry about, Jack?
You raise a significant question here. If you're going to make a decision that people have to get inoculated in order to protect the whole force, which is why they're doing it, you also have to consider what happens when a significant number of people decide that they're not going to do what they're told to protect the force, and you're going to have to let them go. We have a problem in the military in the following way. We have an insufficient number of people to man the force that we really need in order to protect the country. We've gone to an all-volunteer force. I'm not in favor of it. I'm in favor of universal service. If you're lucky enough to live in a free country, you got to do something in the form of service.
Wow.
All that notwithstanding, we've decided for a variety of political reasons, mostly, to outsource the defense of the country the small number of young men and women who are willing to do it, and it's really tough to get them into the service. As a result, any little diminution of the number of people we have reduces our readiness, reduces our ability to carry out the military mission, and weakens our service. It's going to take leadership in order to convince people who are reluctant to follow orders to do what they're told. But at the end of the day, the question that you raise is a larger one. It's not just a question of inoculation. It's not just a question of following orders. It's a question of how many people we're going to be able to get to get into uniform and defend the other, 350 million of us. Unless we solve that problem, we're going to be in much bigger trouble than losing several scores of sailors.
Yeah, now over 3,000 active duty sailors, Colonel Jacobs, have submitted requests for religious exemptions. Why am I curious and a suspect of that, Jack? It looks like they're using that as an excuse, and maybe not to get the vaccine or something like that.
I don't disagree with you about that. It's amazing how many people get religion at a critical time. It's absolutely quite astounding. There was a Medal of Honor recipient years ago. He's gone now, World War II.
Yeah.
He said he never prayed in his life until he got into combat and in the action for which he received the Medal of Honor during the Second World War. I think it was in Italy. But he's one of the very few who get religion at a critical moment. Yeah. I do not believe the requirement to get an inoculation is that critical a moment that you have to develop a strong religious belief. I agree with you, Joe. It's a way to skirt your obligations. I think, in any case,
find religion. It's so funny. Hey, Colonel Jacobs, what could this administration do to shift its goals for the national defense of America in 2022, sir?
Well, that's a very big question and a very important one. I'm not convinced the administration has any idea what it's doing with respect to the defense of the Republic. When Russia threatens our allies, for example, the administration's response typically is to send a strongly worded message that they shouldn't do that. But we have yet to get really serious about the defense of ourselves and our allies. We're threatened by China on the seas in East Asia, in the Caucasus. There are threats. We have troops in the Baltic and in Poland in order to defend our allies there against Russian expansionism. And make no mistake about it, Russia and Putin, and the two are the same thing, actually, are focused on regaining lost ground that was lost after the Soviet Union collapsed. They're going to get back as much as they possibly can and expand into areas which they had before. And that's going to threaten our defense of our allies and ourselves, starting with Western Europe. So I'm very much concerned about that. And I don't think that the administration has a cogent plan in order to make sure that we're safe in that area, Joe.
And what about the South China Seas? Before we let you go, Colonel Jacobs, should we be worried about China really stepping up militarily? I mean, I know they're probably bigger than we are, Navy-wise at least, I think, but they're taking over ports. I talk about this a lot with experts on the show, Jack, and it's like they're taking over ports all over the world. And literally red flags are up all over. How much should we be concerned about a military confrontation with communist China?
Well, they are expanding. I mean, we've got a much stronger Navy, but in the region, their Navy is expanding, and we're doing a defense against a 2-minute drill. China's on the offense with 2 minutes to go, and is working really, really hard to expand not just bases, to building islands in the region. We patrol the area, but their objectives, in addition to securing bases in the region and making sure that they control the seas there, in addition to that, is to pressure Taiwan. And we've said that we're going to defend them, but I don't think anybody believes that we're actually going to defend, that we're going to find some non-military way to keep the Chinese from doing what they inherently want to do and ultimately will do unless we get serious about squeezing China and making sure that they don't expand into the region. But so far, both allies and those who are not necessarily our allies but are in the region are terribly worried about China, and number two, our commitment to defend the region. So far, we haven't convinced them we're going to do it, Joe.
Colonel Jack Jacobs is a Medal of Honor recipient, a true American hero. And, Colonel, before we let you go, and forgive me, I don't like to get too political with you, Jack, because you're so grounded in that regard and very bipartisan, which we appreciate. But when the Vice President of the United States draws an analogy of what happened a year ago, January 6th, and this whole uprising to December 7th and September 11th, I can't even find the words to describe my frustration when you see someone in the administration talk about that. I mean, that and what you went through in Vietnam, Jack, what you went through, I mean, in the line of fire like that. Could you give us your thoughts? And forgive me for asking, but it's been everybody's pretty upset about that, Jack Jacobs, you know?
Well, I think the only way to describe it is a demonstration of appalling ignorance of everything, of history, of her role as a purported leader. There's a Yiddish expression called to plots. That means to it's very difficult to describe, to explode in frustration. And when I heard that, all I could do is, was plots. It's a completely ignorant thing to say. At a very difficult time, if anybody has demonstrated a lack of measured diplomacy and leadership at a time when it's needed, I'm afraid it's the Vice President.
Jack Jacobs, thank you for your stellar service and equal thanks and appreciation respectfully for your friendship, my dear friend. God bless you. Thanks for taking the time with us, Jack. You're just a man of great wisdom, and we appreciate your time on the radio, sir.
Well, you're very kind, Joe. Back at you.
Thank you, sir. Jack Jacobs right there. Colonel Jack Jacobs, please take a moment, if you would, and Google this great man and see what he went through in the line of fire for the United States of America. Joe on the radio. It is 8:37. Al's in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
28 degrees at 8:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. This report is brought to you by Invite Health. New Jersey drivers dealing with a tough morning on the roads. New Jersey is under a state of emergency. Snow fell at a very fast pace in the early morning hours, making for rough road conditions. As of 7:30, parts of South and Central Jersey got around a half a foot, while the northern portion of the state got a little less snow. And state police have responded to about 140 motor vehicle calls and 90 crashes. There are speed restrictions on the parkway and turnpike. State DOT is dealing with COVID worker challenges, but the head of the department says they are not shorthanded for this storm. In New York City, 1,600 plow truck drivers are out today clearing streets across the five boroughs. New York City Sanitation Commissioner Edward Grayson, who will join Joe Piscopo at 9:40, says they're dealing with some staffing issues due to COVID, but he says that is not affecting the snow removal operation at all. He says workers pre-treated streets on Thursday. That made it easier for the plow truck drivers out today. We'll have more from Debbie Duhame in just a moment. New Yorkers looking for a job have a little more information they can use when they're finding work. Under a law the New York City Council just passed, companies will have to post salaries for openings when they're advertised. Unless it's vetoed by next Friday, the law will take effect in April. Under the law, which passed the council overwhelmingly last month, employers who fail to list the minimum and maximum salaries for a position will be considered as engaging in discriminatory practices. In sports, Knicks over the Celtics at the buzzer 108-105. Devils beat the Blue Jackets 3-1. Golden Knights waxed the Rangers by the final of 5-1. This has been the Invite Health News and Sports Report. Try their Blue Granite TX liquid beverage and answer today. Call 800-694-2345 to get the nutrients your body needs in a fun, delicious way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Al, looks like over on the PATH train, system-wide suspension because of a smoke condition between Exchange Place and World Trade. Let's see what's happening as you head to the eastbound BQE. Heavy traffic getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Traffic slowing down at the Throgs Neck Bridge into the Bronx. Cross Island northbound busy by the LIE. Expect delays on the Deegan southbound heading down toward the stadium. A lot of volume on 80 eastbound heading out toward Patterson. Watch for delays at the inbound Lincoln Tunnel with a disabled bus on 495 out by Tunnel Ave. 78 eastbound exit 4. It's an accident blocking a lane there. 18 southbound down past the John Lynch Bridge. It's an accident taking a ride to the Taconic southbound at Carpenter Road into East Fishkill. Watch out for an overturned vehicle over there. 95 still heavy in both directions through Stamford with a couple of accidents as well. Snow ending this morning. Windy later. High today 35. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Nature Valley. Nature Valley sweet and salty bars help you make the most of your outdoor time. From the backyard, to the slopes, and anywhere in between. Enjoy a sweet and salty bar wherever you are. For every adventure, there's Nature Valley.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Michaels of Brooklyn, because I love Michaels of Brooklyn. And as you listen around the country, and I love that I could tell you this. You go to a supermarket, like I went to Montclair, New Jersey with Joey, my big boy. And he went to Whole Foods. He goes to the fancy schmancy store. I'm a ShopRite guy. What am I going to tell you? But he goes to Whole Foods. Very nice Whole Foods. Well, Whole Foods is like kind of upscale. Hello. We use the word yuppie, you know, in Montclair. I'm in Montclair, New York. Beautiful, beautiful community. But it's really like very healthy. So I walk. What do I see in the aisle with all the natural, good tasting sauces? Michael's of Brooklyn right there. Boom. I said, Joey, look, that's what we talk. That's what I'm telling you about. Michael's of Brooklyn right there at Whole Foods. I took it home. I said, man, I make sure. And there were hardly any left, by the way. Everybody is buying Michael's of Brooklyn. So if you go around, the United States, you will see Michael's of Brooklyn there. You could also go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com and join the Sauce of the Month Club, and you can get a different sauce every month, which is really cool. You know, michaelsofbrooklyn.com. But let's talk about going to Avenue Art and Ostrand in Brooklyn, New York. Right there in it's a beautiful area of Brooklyn, New York, and it's a great neighborhood where Michael's of Brooklyn has been since 1964. And making the cuisine from scratch, coming up with the ambiance that you cannot create, that is just part of the heritage of the Italian-American community in Brooklyn. You got to check out Michael's of Brooklyn, Avenue R, and Nostrand. Okay, it's 718-998-7851 is the number, because everybody is going to Michael's of Brooklyn. It is so worth the trip, and you will love it. You will love Johnny, and is there. Michael's there walking around. They're working the table. Fred is working the tables. So they're like celebrities, these guys. I'm telling you, they walk around. Marion, and they make the sauce right there at Avenue R and Ostrand in Brooklyn, New York. Please make sure you call and just experience a great Italian-American experience at Michael's of Brooklyn. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, again, serving that community since 1964.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions from California to across the Atlantic in London.
It's actually gated a little bit away from London. I've been a huge fan of yours for many a year.
Dottie Herman and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call 866-970-9622 with your question Saturday morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
You have to admit, you were warned. After 1 year of Joe Biden as president, we've all seen all the predictions come true. Crime is out of control in Democrat-run cities. Inflation is crushing the middle class. America's image around the world is in shambles after multiple failures. The Democrat Party's surge to the hard left is destroying the America we knew and loved. Like they always say, elections have consequences. Hey, if you want to do something about it, stick with us. We are The Answer. SalemNewsChannel.com. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer, and the snow's letting up. It should be clearing up about now. New York doing a great job, by the way, as you listen out of the city, a shout out to the mayor and the sanitation department, the Office of Emergency Management, doing a great job. We will be talking to the head of the Department of Sanitation in the next hour. Ed Grayson's going to join us to see how we're doing, but we should be okay. So, but you got to check the outside roads in Jersey and all around surrounding areas to make sure that you're okay. I'd give it at least another hour. Is that good? Can I give you the permission to take off for the day? Can you do that? Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah, well, Joe said on the radio I could take off. You could blame us. Hey, can I tell you about this Tunnel to Towers 5K run and walk? Retracing FDNY firefighter Stephen Siller's final footsteps on 9/11. The event pays homage to the fallen. And I'll tell you about the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. And this morning, it just rings so true on all that Tunnel to Towers does. Because I'm at this run every year. I've been there for so many years, I can't even remember. And I'm proud to be every single year. I'm like the MC, right? The master of ceremonies. But I'm just a little foot soldier trying to help out a great organization. And I see from the stage, I tell you this all the time, the catastrophically injured veterans behind me in wheelchairs. And they're stoically sitting, and what they went through, I can't even imagine. Injured beyond, beyond you, with things that you and I can't even imagine. Frank Siller, Pat Siller, Georgie, the Siller family, in the name of Stephen Siller, step up. And they have a run, and there's 30,000 plus people in the audience. And then to the left, I keep telling you this because the image does not leave my mind. The Gold Star families who lost loved ones in battle, the first responders, a cop that was killed, you know, a first responder gal that was a mother of children, died, killed senselessly. Tunnel to Towers steps up. How about if you, as you listen around the country, how about having an event? Maybe you could have, there's like 70 runs, walks, and climbs in different cities, plus dozens of more golf outings and barbecues, by the way, across the country. When I'm there in September at Ground Zero, and we're celebrating everything great, and heroic about our first responders through the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, I have so many people walk up to me. Joe, I'm from Kansas City. Joe, from Idaho. Hey, Joe, man, I'm not in the, I'm up in the Pacific Northwest, and we have a Tunnel to Towers run. And Frank Siller, by the way, goes to all of these. I don't know how he does it. God bless him. But it's all around the country. So proceeds from all these events support the foundation's programs. Tunnel to Towers carries forward a legacy of courage and heroism by honoring our country's military and first responder heroes. People who are willing to die for you and me, protecting our country. And you know what else? Protecting our communities. Register for an event in your area. Volunteer to start one. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and to never forget. Donate $11 a month, t2t.org. That's all you got to do. You go to T, the number 2, and then t.org, and God bless you for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
You know, Joe on the radio, Joe Piscopo on the radio with Joe Sebelia producing this program, doing a fine job at his young age, and Al Gattulo always there for us. I was up so extra early this morning, coming in, beating the snow, and he does, and Debbie Duhame out there, got a great team. Cara does our, Cara Fusaro, so great at all the graphics that you see flying out there on the Joe Piscopo show and on my personal Twitter account and all the other accounts that we have on Instagram and Facebook. Fired up this morning and really fired up, and you could podcast the 6 o'clock hour. Coming up next hour, Janice Dean's going to join us. Dr. Gorka's going to join us. Ed Grayson from the Sanitation Department is going to join us. But don't forget about this, please. We have a couple minutes before we break. I want to tell you what they did this fiasco, this PR plan, and this phony observance of January 6th. Oh my gosh, the insurrection. And you and I are going, what? Let's take a moment of silence. For what? You know, now listen, you approach a Capitol Police officer and you start to crush that poor guy in a doorway, you should be going to jail and you should spend some good time in jail, because that's inexcusable. If I see a cop being assaulted like that, I'm stepping up and I'm helping that cop. I'm going to help that man or that woman that fights for us in law enforcement and the Capitol Police. But this, what happened April 2nd, 2021, what happened? Look at. And this is the headline. Man rams car into two Capitol Police, one officer and the driver killed. Capitol Police officer was killed. This is in April. Friday, this is on April 2nd, 2021, a man rammed a car into two officers at a barricade outside the U.S. Capitol, then emerged wielding a knife. Remember that? Do you remember that? I remember that. And in the morning when we did our pre-show this morning, I'm saying, guys, what happened? When was that? We scrambled, you know, and me and Al and Joey, we got it all together. And we said, look at this. Why? It was the second line of duty death this year for a department still struggling to heal from that January 6th insurrection. So what happened with the insurrection? Who got killed in the insurrection? No one except Ashley Babbitt, this Air Force veteran who was killed in cold blood. They don't acknowledge it. You're going to take a moment of silence. Do it for Ashley. She might have been wrong there. I don't believe in going into the Capitol. I think it was all wrong. But you don't shoot and kill an innocent citizen that was not armed. Can't you wrestle her to the ground in cold blood? And then we lost Brian Sicknick, and a shout out to the Sicknick family. They're a Jersey family from South River, New Jersey. But oh my gosh, he got hit over the head with a fire extinguisher. Remember that? Well, not so much. You know, Brian, unfortunately, Officer Sicknick died. He suffered two strokes. He died of natural causes. And then this, too. And it's vital that I tell you these things. You're not going to acknowledge April 2nd, 2021, with a police officer who died because some dope cockroach rams his car in it. That's an attack on the Capitol. And how about Susan Rosenberg, formerly a member of that left-wing terrorist group, M19CO, it's called, M19 Company, whatever it's called. They participated in the bombing of the United States Capitol's North Wing. When was that? 1983. She served a 16-year sentence. She bombed the Capitol. Her sentence was commuted to time served by President Bill Clinton right before he exited the office. Now, you know what she does now? Well, she is the head of the Black Lives Matter Global Network. She's on the board of directors, to be clear, for a nonprofit that sponsored the BLM Global Network project. She raises money for Black Lives Matter so they could burn down cities across the country in the George Floyd riots that no one's talking about. Where is this government? How dumb are they? These things happen. These things happen. And I suggest you look at them. You listen. Look into this. Don't let them pull the wool over our eyes. That's what they're trying to do. They're doing it to change the voting, and they're doing this to so Donald Trump never runs again. And the Republicans don't have any power at all. That's what that was about yesterday. It had nothing to do with the insurrection. I'm not buying it. It was wrong to go into the Capitol, but we never got the full story of it. And I just want to be clear on this radio show. It is our responsibility to be honest with you and clear with you. Don't let the government lie to you like they did yesterday. It was an embarrassment. And to compare what happened January 6th with December 7th, 1941, September 11th, 2001, disgraceful. 8:51, Debbie's on the roads checking out the snow for you on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Hi, Joe. Still tough traveling on 95, 95 northbound exit 16 into Norwalk. It's an accident involving a truck over there. Taconic, southbound at Carpenter Road into East Fishkill. An overturned vehicle. Still seeing delays northbound Taconic by the Sawmill with an accident as well. 78 East exit 4. It's a collision. Inbound Lincoln Tunnel, disabled bus. Traffic is still moving slowly on 18 southbound at George Street into New Brunswick with an accident. Garden State Parkway south at 137, a collision. 22 westbound in Mountainside, an accident there. Metro North on a Saturday schedule. New Jersey Transit is cross-honoring half trains. System-wide condition and a delay here because of a smoke condition. So, again, service suspended on the path trains. Eastbound BQE heavy right by the Brooklyn Bridge with an accident just cleared out of the way. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
AM 970 listeners, Steve Adubato here. Check out our show One-on-One every night for my conversations with leaders and experts from business, sports, politics, and the arts.
Retire and do what? It's great. I don't want to stop.
I'm an equal American just like you are.
And guess where my trailer was? A block away from my apartment. It couldn't have been better.
So catch One-on-One with me, Steve Adubato, weeknights on 13 WNET and NJ PBS, and online at steveadubato.org.
When Dr. Lederman came to New York from Harvard, 97% of women in New York were losing their breasts as breast cancer treatment. But 90% of Dr. Lederman's patients with breast cancer were keeping their breasts. Dr. Lederman, an outspoken advocate of breast-saving therapy, educated women about choices. To arm every woman about breast cancer, choices, breast-saving whenever possible and desired. When every hospital thought standard radiation was okay, Dr. Lederman had a better idea. Innovative Dr. Lederman first brought brain radiosurgery to New York and body radiosurgery to America. Meet Dr. Lederman, breast-conserving therapy over decades. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, about breast cancer treatment. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid, accepted. For a fresh second opinion, call Dr. Lederman. Breast cancer treatment, call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Call Dr. Lederman today, 212-CHOICES.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
You know, I don't know how I put up with a lot of the stress in my life. You know, it's all good, and a lot of it is, you know, I bring it on myself, I'm sure, because I worry so much about my kids. I worry about everything, you know, and make sure everything's right for Christmas, you know what I mean? So, but it's very stressful, too. And then hearing, it's just stressful going when you watch the news. Watching what happened every day. Every day is stressful. So to offset that stress, I try to build up my immune system, like I always tell you. And that's why I religiously take this Balance of Nature. I have the little capsule, the capsules in a small bottle of Balance, my travel bottle of Balance of Nature. I have it with me wherever I go. And I take Balance of Nature religiously. I take the fruits in the morning, take it again later in the morning. I take the vegetables back. And sometimes I'll double up if I miss a dose of Balance of Nature, because a daily dose gives you like 100% of whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables. It's vital nutrients. You're not going to get it from vitamins. I didn't know it. I'm glad I could tell you this on the radio, because I was not aware of that until I talked to the Howard family, until I talked to Sue, Dr. Howard's wife, who's very, very knowledgeable on this, and Lex, who runs the company now. And they said, Joe, you're taking vitamins. I'm adding all the vitamin, quote-unquote nutrients. And they said, Joe, no, you eliminate them. You don't use them. A lot of them are synthetics and vitamins. Replace your vitamins with Balance of Nature. That's what I did. And I'll tell you, I'm so, by the grace of God, I always say, because, you know, I just feel myself so fortunate, because there's a virus here, there's a stress thing here. I got to make sure I go on the radio here. I got to go jump on stage and do a live show. And I do it always taking Balance of Nature. A daily dose of Balance of Nature has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Now, how do you build up your immune system? What do I always tell you? You got to build up your immune. How do you fight off the virus? You got to build up your immune system. 35% off now. 35% off on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Free shipping on Balance of Nature. Your own private health coach. What more I got to tell you? 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com. Make sure you use the special radio offer using the discount code JOE. That's me, Joe. 800-246-8751. Look into it. Check it out. Build up your immune system. All right? Or go to balanceofnature.com. The discount code is Joe. Hey, Joe Lumberg, how we doing out there? We're clearing up a little bit, yes?
Yes, we are. the snow is ending from west to east. You're the health coach, and I'm going to be the fitness coach. And I'll tell you, take it easy shoveling that snow out there today. Try to do it in shifts, but the snow is ending from west to east. We've had probably 4 to 8 inches sunshine, but gusty winds this afternoon. Cold with sunshine tomorrow. Clouds up for Sunday. We do get a little rain during the late morning and afternoon hours with temperatures near 40.
Thank you, Joe. Well done, Joey. Appreciate that. We got our little maracas going with our Balance of Nature. Joe on the radio, and Janice Dean's going to join us right at the top of the hour. You don't want to miss Miss Dean. And Dr. Sebastian Gorka is fired up this morning, as you could well imagine. He will join us. Ed Grayson is the commissioner of the heroes of the City of New York City Department of Sanitation. Plowing the roads. Ed will join us as well, and we are coming right back at you.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.